It's Lower Wacker Live for April 4th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman, still tired from election night. We got a brand new extension 720 tonight, so let's get to it. I need to go down to the Pedway and get dinner before it closes. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Am I going to do Subway or am I going to do Pret a Manger? I got to decide. I don't know. It's a tough decision. I can't make up my mind. I can't do it. So I guess we'll just get to the stories. The mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot is already on the clock, and she hasn't even started yet. But John Cass has joined a chorus of others to suggest Lightfoot put the kibosh on next week's vote for TIF money for Lincoln Yards. If Lightfoot says, everybody, slow your roll, will aldermen step back and delay the vote? Or will they fulfill their commitments to all the money that was thrown their way, even though they might put targets on their backs? Or will they do what every good alderman does, skip the vote and just golf? We'll find out in the next couple weeks. Man, think about how the Democratic Party establishment has fallen. I was just thinking about this. Preckwinkle, Berrios, Emanuel, Daley, Mendoza, O'Connor, and of course, Alderman Ed Burke. Actually, you could probably point to Burke as the reason the establishment got drubbed in this municipal election. Let me put it this way. If this were a Scorsese film, Burke's the guy that f***ed it all up. But, you know, I really hope the feds have a tight case on Ed Burke and that he doesn't get the Smollett treatment, right? Could you imagine if the feds' case was soft or, heck, inaccurate? Or worse, the whole thing was a setup? Man, wouldn't that be interesting? Less Goodfellas, more The Departed? Just saying. Wouldn't it be interesting if Chicago voted for change on a false premise? I mean, I didn't put that out there. You heard that from somewhere else, not from here. All right, an elected school board may be coming to Chicago. Springfield just passed a bill out of the House that would force the city to elect a school board instead of it being appointed by the mayor. Lightfoot is in favor of this. So instead of appointing clouded millionaires to the board, now clouded millionaires can run TV ads ad nauseum and get elected to the board. Win-win for all of us who want more races to not pay attention to on our ballot. In other Chicago news, former Alderman Rick Munoz was the head of the Progressive Caucus before he was removed in January. Now it looks like the already disgraced alderman, he was arrested on domestic violence charges. Now, Munoz may have misused those caucus funds. And of course, if you're going to misuse funds, you must misuse them in an embarrassing fashion. It's the law of the land, right? Munoz reportedly used those funds to buy sex toys from a suburban shop. The alderman of the 22nd Ward. At least shop locally.
I know.
In weather, it's raining sideways today. Come on, Mayor-elect Lightfoot. Outlaw sideways rain. That's the worst. We can't have sideways rain. I thought that's what we voted for. Change. No more sideways rain. In sports, the Cubs lost again yesterday. 1-4 to start the season. Ooh, the bullpen is bad. Like submarine pitcher bad. Like one of the guys just walking guys looking like he's Dan Quisenberry out there. I know it's early in the season, but you know what? This weekend against the Brewers, must win. I said it, must win. Only in Chicago. Must win April 4th. I'm already saying must win. The White Sox won. They chased Corey Kluber, the Indians' ace, in the fourth inning yesterday. The star, Yoan Moncada. Wow, dude's living up to the hype finally. At the same time, Chris Sale, struggling. We win the trade, right? It's done. I mean, yeah, the Red Sox won the World Series last year, but everyone knows that you decide who wins a trade on the first week of the third season removed, right? Home opener tomorrow against the Mariners. Man, Tom Pachurik must be conflicted. All right. Do you see that DePaul men's basketball is in the championship of the CBI? Wow, that's the tournament below the NIT. So we're number 300, I guess. Actually, they have a three-game series to decide it. The decisive championship will be tomorrow night in Lincoln Park. How about that? At least they're still playing. Ah, damn. That reminds me. I owe Ryan Burrow $10. Sending out mass email shames. Okay, Ryan, we get it. Isn't there something going around the country ABC's got to send you to? You got to send emails to me? All right. And finally, more from Springfield. Our state government has lowered the home alone age to 12. This means you can legally leave your 12-year-old home by themselves. When reached for comment, every parent everywhere went, wait, that's a law? I got to get home. That's Lower Wacker Live for April 4th, 2019. If you like this episode, share it with your friends. Not on social media. Take these jokes and pretend they're your own. Okay? Wes Restless did the music. Do you want to do music? If you have stuff, let us know. We'll use it. Contact Pete at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. Back tomorrow, although I'm hoping we can be like the late-night talk shows and skip Fridays, right? Do reruns? I don't know. What do I do? Subway, Pret a Manger? Ah, nice little salmon couscous, buffalo chicken.